I'm Tommy Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ridoso and Lincoln County. Former state representative of Alamogordo, Yvette Harrell, is now the congressional 2-elect as she beat incumbent and Democrat Social Torres Small on Tuesday night. Harrell won just over 141,000 votes for 54%, while Torres Small had 120,000 votes for 46%. In the much-contested U.S. Senate race, Democrat Ben Ray Lujan won with 51%, Republican Mark Ronchetti with 46%, and Libertarian Bob Walsh, he gained 3%. In the presidential race in New Mexico, Joe Biden won 54%, while President Donald Trump, he won 44% of the vote. In other races in Lincoln County, again, these are unofficial results. For Commissioner District 1, Todd Proctor, the Republican, won that one. In District 3, Republican John Floyd Crunk was the winner. County Assessor Walter Lee Hill also ran unopposed and won. And for Probate Judge Rhonda Burroughs, the Republican, ran unopposed. Other election results included the District Attorney 12th Judicial District, where Scott D. Key ran unopposed. And for the District Court Judge 12th District Division 5, John Sugg ran unopposed and won. Mike Wood, who ran in the Republican primary but was unopposed in the general election, will be the new sheriff. State representatives for Lincoln County, Zach Cook and Greg Nybert, retained their seats. And in a huge upset, it was Joseph C. Tiano, the Republican, who beat incumbent and Democrat Liz Stefanics on Tuesday night. In charge of the news for Ridoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tommy Reese.